You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 47. Oh my goodness, episode 47. And today we're talking about this. Why? Question mark. Because you can. Why? Question mark. Because you can. Okay, this goes into a topic that is deep. And I believe it's at an epidemic proportion in our society today, especially among women. And that is this idea that just because you can, doesn't mean that you, in quotes, should. Okay? Just because you can, doesn't mean that you should. Okay, you know that I'm not a big should fan. I don't like shouldn't on anyone. I'm not going to should on you today. But I want you to contemplate and consider this idea of just because you can, doesn't mean you should, okay? So this takes me back to a soul story from years ago, like years ago. I was in chiropractic college at the time. So it was like early 90s, okay? It was early 90s, and I had, okay, like so much going on. I was in school from basically 7 a.m. in the morning until some nights 7 p.m. I would come home. I would study like crazy. And then I also taught fitness classes in the morning. So basically what I would do is I would get up at about 5 o'clock. I'd be to the gym teaching a class by six. I would teach from 6 to 7. I would run in. I would shower. I would jump in my vehicle, eat breakfast on the way to school, be to school by 8 o'clock. Or if I had some mornings, I had to be there right at 7. But on the days I had to be there at 8, I would teach a 6 a.m. class. And then I would come home at night and I would study, study, study. Now, that was a lot going on, right? Well, then I added in pregnancy. I decided that, okay, we're going to have this baby. Oh, my goodness. So add being pregnant on top of that and then having a child. Oh, my. So basically what I would do is I would wake my daughter up at 5 a.m. I know, isn't this crazy? Most people are like wanting their baby to sleep, and I'm like waking my baby up because my little girl, my sweet Annie, slept through the night from day one. I know, I am so grateful to God. I don't know what I would have done if she would have been like a typical baby, but God knew, you know, He gives you what you can handle. And so basically from the day one, she slept through the night. So I would wake her up at 5 in the morning. I would put her to sleep at about 11 o'clock, and then I would wake her up at 5, I would breastfeed her, and then I would fly off to the gym, I would teach my 6 a.m. class, I would do this routine. Except then I added in, at my lunch hour, I would then fly home, I would breastfeed her, I would fly back to school, and I would go all day. I mean, it was just like insane, okay? I was doing all this stuff, and it seemed like I was just saying yes to everything. Accept myself, okay? Accept myself. And I knew that that was a season, okay? I knew that was a season because I had to get through school. I had chose to be a mother while I was in school because I knew that if I could give birth to my daughter during my summer break, I knew I had a month off. After my undergrad, then I did this four-year program. And because I went through the summer, I could do it in 3 years and 4 months. So I opted to go through the summer. So basically went with no break, except for the month of August. They would always give us the month of August off. So I was like, this is great. So I planned this whole thing. And by the grace of God, it worked out that I had my daughter over the break. Okay. Well, she was actually scheduled, so-called due, to be born on July 25th. Which was like perfect. I was like, that's great. It's just before my August break. Everything's good. Well, this little girl decided she wasn't going to come right on July 25th. She didn't come out and she wasn't born until August 10th. like every day I was counting down the minutes. I'm like, you better hurry up because I've got a maternity leave and it ends the end of August. We got to get going. Anyway, so thank God she's born on August 10th. But it was like go, 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 go. Everything was like on go. And I remember a dear friend saying to me one day, you know, Shannon, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that has stuck with me ever since then. Because how often do we, as women, as humans, as souls on planet Earth, say yes, yes, yes to everything because we can? We look at our schedule, we are like, yeah, I can do that. You know, that's the first thing people will do when you ask them a question. They look at their schedule and go, yeah, I can do that. What I'm going to encourage you to do today is to start thinking about what you're saying yes to. Start thinking about what you're saying yes to, because every time you say yes, it's possible that you're saying no to what really matters, my dear. Is that possible? You look at your schedule, you're like, yep, it's open. Whoever said that the criteria for saying yes is simply that you have time to do it? What about the criteria being, you know what? Does this fit in what I really desire? Does this fit in what and how I desire to spend my days? Does this fit in the vision of my life? Does this fit in my priorities? Does this fit in my life and life's work? And does it fit well? I'm going to urge you to consider this today. Because is it possible that you're saying yes to everything and that means you're saying no to the one thing that matters the most? Are you saying yes to everything so you're saying no to having it all? You're saying no to the things that really matter in your life? Or what's happening is you're saying yes, 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 and you're literally not saying yes to anything that matters to you. Is that a possibility? So basically, it's something for you to consider. It changed my life when I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't need to say yes to everything unless I say yes to me first. You, my dear, matter. Are you willing to say yes to you, the vision that you have for your life, to your dreams, to that which you find sacred, inspiring, that you're passionate about, your priorities? Are you willing to say yes to that first? Because just because you can does not mean that you should. Because oftentimes it means that we are not doing the things that we really, really care about. And we're saying, I can't to everything that really deserves to be a can. Am I making myself clear today? You know, maybe I'm the only one that's ever done this. But I'm gonna believe that there are many of you souls out there that are doing this today, and today's the day to reevaluate it, to take a look, and to make a new choice, to make a decision about this. Your sacred soul step for today: grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and answer the following question: where am I saying yes to everything? And because I'm saying yes to everything, I'm saying no to what really matters. You know what that is, my dear. Write it down, circle it, and start saying no to that. And you know what? If you find that you can't say no, this is a great little technique. I learned this years ago. You just look at the person who's asking you and you say, you know what? I can't say yes to that right now. It means you don't have to necessarily say no. But you know what? When you say no, N-O, it means that you're saying no, K-N-O-W. I know what I desire. And that's you, my friend. And if you desire a life that you love and a life's work that you love, today's the day. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you again for being here. I'm so grateful. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well. One sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.